都就明明地告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证。只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。这里特别的呢，就是耶稣讲到，就是这些法利赛人呢，他问耶稣很多的问题，他们听不懂耶稣在讲什么。
So here, the Pharisee has asked Jesus many, many questions, and Jesus told them, but they did not understand.
那耶稣说呢，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，说他们不是我的羊。
And Jesus said that you did not believe because you are not my sheep.
他说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So my sheep listen to my voice and I know them and they follow me.
那这里讲得非常的清楚，就是如果不是我的羊，他就不听我的声音；是我的羊，他就会听我的声音，而且他也我也认得他们，他们也会跟着我。
So it stated very clearly that if you are not my sheep, then you will not hear my voice. So, but if you are my sheep, you will hear my voice, and you will follow me.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹要清清楚楚的知道，就是说我们是主的羊，啊，我们听了他，我们受洗归入主的名下，我们的心归向了他的时候，我们是他的羊，我们就能听见他的声音。
So today, if you're baptized to be a Christian, then you are his sheep and you will hear his voice.
那今天你虽然有的人还没有受洗，但是你已经就是说信他，就愿意来跟随他的时候呢，你就能听见他的声音。
So some of you may haven't baptized yet, but if you believe in him, then you are following him and you are his sheep, then you should be able to hear his voice.
他说得很清楚，他跟那些犹太人说，因为你们只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的呀，你们不信当然听不见了。
So Jesus said very clearly to the Pharisees that because you did not believe, that's why you can't understand you because you're not my sheep.
大家要注意下一节的经文更加重要，我父我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
And please pay attention to the next two verses. It says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
我们是他的羊呢，他就打了一个印。这个印打了以后呢，就没有什么人可以把我们从他的手里面夺去。
So, if we are Father's sheep, then no one can snatch us out of from His hand, because He has make a covenant with us.
也就是说，他必然会带领我们到底。
So, meaning that He will lead us to the end.
那带领我们到底，就是说他会讲话，各种形式讲话，我们会跟从。
So he will lead us to the end. He will speak to us in different ways, and we will follow him.
那怎么样带领你到底呢？他必然是要来见你讲话，你就跟随。见你讲话，你就跟随。见你讲话，你就跟随。
So how can he lead you? Of course, through his voice. He will tell you. He will speak to you, and you will listen, and you will follow.
那你会走？你会不会丢失的？这里讲得很清楚，他是。谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
So you will,
他们永不灭亡。
So you will never be lost because it says no one can snatch you out of his hand.
那这里我不是讲什么神学观点或者怎么样，这是我在讲圣经。
So I'm not talking about a theological theory, but it is the Bible.
所以说你如果有什么其他的问题，你说犹大出卖耶稣，他为什么出卖耶稣，他为什么丢失了，或者说这个人故意犯罪，为什么能不能进天国？这个我们今天不谈。今天谈的呢，你和我是他的羊呢。今天圣经上讲，耶稣讲的呢，就永不灭亡。
So we are not debating on whether Judas who betrayed Jesus will become resurrected, or some brother have sinned and whether he will be saved in the end. So we're not talking debating on this, but we're just talking on the scripture that if you are his sheep, you will follow him and he will lead you to the end.
如果你喜欢这个来来辩论这些问题的话，你什么时候在这个龙皇包寺定义做酒席，我们一起去辩论。今天我们不辩论，今天我们直接生的话。
So if you like to debate on these questions, we are not going to do that today. Maybe some other days.
今天我们就是来听耶稣的话。
So today we just simply
他的声音告诉我们呢，我赐给他们永生，他们永不灭了，谁也不能把他们从我的手里拿走。
So today we're only focused on what Jesus has said, that no one will be snatched out of from his hand, and he will give us eternal life, and we shall never perish.
他又加了一句，他说，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。他又讲到呢，在刚才说的不能从我手里，后来又加了不能从我父手里，就这个完全交托给天父。
So he even added that no one will snatch us out of my father's hand, and he's greater than all. So he added not only snatch out from his hand, but also from his, no one can be snatched out of the, my father's hands.
那加他加了一句，他说他比万有都大。
And he also added he is greater than all.
那耶稣我应该说他是最好的神学家，但是他讲话很简单。那么神学家就说他是全能的、全知的、全爱的、就是讲这些东西叫 omnipotent, omniscient, 讲这些东西对吧？但是耶稣讲的很简单，他比万有都大。
So, Jesus can maybe the greatest theologians, but his words are very simple. So even though sometimes we will quote very difficult words on God, like omniscient, something like that. But Jesus just simply said, okay, greater than all, he's greater than all.
因为父比万有多大，你想想，对创造天地的神，你能丢失吗？
He is the creator of the heaven and earth. So can you be lost from him?
那我讲到这里的时候呢，你还是会有同样的一个问题，你说好多时候我还是听不见耶稣讲话的。
So you may say that, oh, still a lot of times I cannot hear the voice of God.
那我们就看看，我们来看看圣经里面，为什么我们有时候感觉到听不见。
So we'll turn to the scripture and see how come sometimes we cannot hear the voice of him.
我们先放到创世纪第三章。
First, we'll turn to Genesis chapter 3.
这个创世纪和启示录差不多。没什么问题。在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
Revelation and Genesis are it's very similar. So those who are in the front will be in the back, and the one in the back will be in the front.
创世纪第三章第六到十三节呢，我们看看当时这个亚当啊，他跟神怎么样来讲话，怎么对话，怎么听话啊。
So we'll look at chapter 3 and see the communication between Adam and God.
当时呢，他们吃了那个禁果，后来呢，他们就神就来找他们。那神说那个果子不能吃，吃了就死，对吧？他们就吃了，吃了以后呢，神就来找他们，就有下面这段对话。
So they have eaten the forbidden fruit. So God said, if you ate it, you will die. But so anyway, they ate the fruit, and now, God came to them and want to talk to them.
第八节讲呢，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？ 莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说，你说赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇应有我，我就吃了。那这是神的话写在这里。我们要问几个问题。第一个，神是不是关心人呢？是关心人，对吧？他是不是向人讲话呢？他在向人讲话。
So that was from verse 8 to 13. So does God care for us? Of course he does. Does he speak to us? Of course he does.
那好多人在这个不信主之前呢，读到这里他说，哦，也许现在的人离上太阳太远了，听不见。那个时候的人呢，离上很近，就能听见神讲话。
So some people read this verse and they will say, okay, because nowadays we are so far away from God, so we cannot hear his voice. But maybe back in the days in Adam and Eve's time, because they have such close relationship to God, so they can hear clearly what God has spoken to them.
那这里我们看到呢，神真的在向他讲话，问他，关心他，你在哪里？那他听见了没有？这个人听见了没有？
So here God care for them and then ask, where are you? So did Adam hear his voice?
亚当听见了没有？我问大家这样一个问题。
So I'm asking you a question. Did Adam hear God's voice?
他听见了，对吧？他听见了，所以他就回答他。
So of course he heard and he answered.
他真的听见了吗？
Did he really hear him?
真的听见的话，就是耶和华的问题是说你在哪里，他应该怎么回答。
So, did he really hear God's question? So, the question was, where are you? And what should the answer be?
那如果就是说，你的儿子，你问你的儿子说，哎，你今天有没有偷偷的玩游戏？他应该怎么回答？
So, for example, if you ask your son, did you secretly play some video games today? What do you think he will say?
那他就回答说，我呢就坐在计算机前面，有很多的作业要做，是有多做了一会儿。他有没有回答他父母的问题？
So if your son telling you that, oh, I have a lot of homework, so I stay for a little more, spend more time on the computer. So is he answering his parents' question?
那其实这个问题呢，神的话非常的简单，你在哪里？他应该回答正确的答案是什么呢？我在这里，在这个树背后，这是正确的答案。
So the God's question was, "Where are you?" The correct answer should be, "Oh, I am here, not behind a tree."
他怎么回答呢？他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”
But his answer was, "Oh, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
他就给一个很长的一段解释。
So he gave a very long explanation.
我现在也是在教学生的时候，我说你作业有没有做？他就开始很长的一段解释，我就很生气了，开始。我说这个东西很简单，做了还是没做的，告诉我。
So now when I teach my student, when I ask them whether you have finished your homework, sometimes they give me a very long explanation. I get really mad. So it's just a yes or no question answer.
弟兄姐妹，我这讲呢就是说人为什么会给一个很长的答案呢？
So,
这个亚当为什么给上帝一个很长的答案呢？
So why we have a long explanations for God? So how comeAdam gave this kind of explanation.
是因为他吃了那个果子以后呢，对神的看法呢扭曲了，他惧怕神。
Because after he ate the forbidden fruit, he has a distorted image, understanding of God.
但惧怕又不是一种正确的惧怕，所以他就要很长的一段解释。
So he was afraid of God, so he has this long explanations.
那为什么我说不是一种正确的惧怕呢？就像一个孩子呢，他怕现在挨骂，但是不怕将来呢没饭吃，这个就是不正确的惧怕。
So it's an illegitimate fear of God, just, I mean, same as children, they are free of temporary punishment from their parents instead of afraid the long-term damage in their life.
就是他不惧怕将来没饭吃, 对不对? 没有本事没饭吃, 对不对?
So they are not afraid for their futures, whether they will have food to eat.
那你要知道亚当他该惧怕的是什么呢? 该惧怕的是吃了那棵树上的果子要死。 他要惧怕, 但是他没有惧怕。 但是上帝来了, 爱他, 要来帮助他呢, 他不该惧怕, 他却惧怕。
So Adam should be afraid that he has eaten the forbidden fruit and he will surely die. Instead of fearing about the thing that he did, he started getting the fear of God.
这就是人呢, 就是吃了那个树上以后呢, 长生的所谓的智慧啊, 分辨善恶的智慧呢, 把它陷在更深的问题里面, 就是那个, 荒野, 让他觉得有智慧, 智慧呢是假的智慧。
So after they eaten the forbidden fruit, they have this false wisdom, so-called wisdom, that,
对,今天呢, 今天我们基督徒行在这条路上的时候, 我们信心是逐渐的在长大。
So as a Christians, our faith will grow slowly and to a fullness.
所以, 有时候神说, 你有没有宽恕你的先生啊?
So sometimes God will ask you, have you forgiven your husband?
说你说神没有给我这样讲啊?
You say, oh, God didn't tell me that.
看圣经的时候呢, 看到那一个就赶快翻过去了。
So if you read your Bible when you see that kind of verse, scripture, you quickly turn it over.
祷告时候的神啊, 你改变我的先生吧, 祝福我的经济吧。
And when in your prayer, you will say, okay, our God, change my husband and bless our money, so bless our wealth.
圣经上的话就出来, 你要宽恕他。
But the scripture says,
要宽恕别人的过犯, 天父就宽恕你的过犯。
But the scripture says that forgive others' sin so that he will forgive our sin.
另一句话又出来了,主导门里面说,你要宽恕别人的过犯,就是我宽恕我的过犯,又继续祷告,祷告,神啊,你祝福我的经济,你改变我的丈夫吧。
Another scripture from the Lord's Prayer came again, oh, okay, forgive others as we have forgiven others, forgive us our sin as we forgive others' sin, and then you will quickly forget about that and continue to pray for your own wealth and pray God for God to change your husband instead. God, tell me what to do.
突然脑子里面就出来马太福音十八章，一个主人宽恕了他几千万两的银子呢。 让他要宽恕他同伴失恋的影子就出来了。
So you will have this parable suddenly happen in your brain, your mind that the Lord has forgiven his servant a lot of talents, and yet this person did not forgive his friend 10 talents.
所以翻开马可福音18章，哎呦，这个太长了。 跳过去吧。
So when you turn to Matthew chapter 8, you say, oh, okay, this parable is too long. I will just ignore that.
所以这个我们对神呢，这个信心在建立的过程呢，一开始一定要宣告神的话在我们的里面，就是不能再像亚当那样来惧怕神，而是我们像耶稣那样，就是说，先信神宝血的一种遮盖洁净。
So as a Christian, we can no longer be like Adam, to afraid of God. Instead, we, I lost the last part, sorry.
我们要相信主耶稣的宝血已经洁净了我们的罪，他不再定我们的罪，我们可以来到，坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
So we have to believe that Jesus, the blood of Jesus have cleansed us, so we are free from sin, and so that we can come to him and be cleansed.
那如果亚当当时他没有被欺骗，他知道神爱他的话，他会怎么样回答这样的问题？他会真诚的面对这样的问题。
if Adam was not deceived, so how, what kind of answer that he should be given to the Lord?
他就说我在这里就行了。
He only had to say, I am here, that's all.
那后来问他说，他说我吃生肉体，我便藏了。过去也吃生肉体，为什么不藏呢？
So he said, I was naked, so I hid. So he was always been naked. So how come he did not hide in the past? Did not hide in the past.
那神问了他另外一个问题，谁告诉你吃生肉体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的树上那果子吗？
So God asked him another question. So who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you do not to eat?
这里面有两个问题，第一个是谁告诉你吃生肉体呢？
So there's two questions. First, who told you that you were naked?
那亚当有没有回答呢？
So the answer answered this question? The Adam answered this question?
他根本没回答。
He didn't even answer this question.
莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
So have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?
这个就是说你今天肚子痛，莫非你偷吃了冰箱里面的巧克力吗？
So the question will be very similar to your parent asking you, okay, you're having a stomach ache, did you secretly sneak out to eat the chocolate in the fridge that you're not supposed to eat?
是你的那个女儿劳桑让我吃的，所以我就肚子痛了。
So it is your daughter, the third daughter, told me to eat it. So that's why I ate it and I have the stomach pain.
Okay. So 就是他就是现在也出来很多这样汪汪曲曲的智慧，那他没有在真正的在面对上。
So there's a lot of crooked so-called wisdom nowadays that you do not directly answer God's question.
说起来呢，这个女人还是比较真诚一点。神问她说：“你做了什么事呢？”她的答案比较简短。
So instead, the woman gives more strict answers when God asked her, "What did you do?" He said, "Oh, the serpent deceived me, so I ate."
她就说：“蛇引诱我，我就吃了。”她比较简短，也比较接近真实。
So she has a very straightforward answer and.More truthful answer.
现在我教书的时候，我发现我的女学生都比较这个诚实，比较容易教育。男孩子好多的借口，一个一个借口。
So I found when I teach my students, the girls are easier to teach, but the boys, I have some problems with the boys. They have a lot of excuses.
你问他说你为什么你是不是你做的什么事呢？你是不是吃了很多的这个很多的这个冰激凌啊？不怕发胖吗？他说那个魔鬼引诱我就吃了。
So you ask, okay, how come you ate so much ice cream? Aren't you afraid to gain weight? And the girl will say, okay, the Satan deceived me, so I ate.
这问题，他在答案比较简单一点，答案比较简单。
So her answers are easier. I mean, simpler.
但是不管怎么样，就是说你从这里面你看到呢，并不是人听不见神的声音，而是他听不懂神的心。
So here you see that it's not we cannot hear from the voice of God. It's we don't hear, God's true, from God's true heart, like the 怎么讲？
就是说这里的亚当夏娃呢，没有用心去面对神。
So here Adam and Eve did not face God with their heart.
他因着不正确的一些观念惧怕，他不把心敞开给神。
So because some false image of God or false distorted image from God, then they cannot face God from the true.
所以今天的神不是在不向世人讲话，在罗马书第一章里面讲的，他说神的永能和神性明明的就显明在世人的面前。
So now you know that it's not God is not speaking to us. So in Romans chapter 1, it says, It says God is, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen and been understood.
但是人为什么不敬畏神呢?
Then how come, we do not fear him?
在罗马书第一章说加了一句话说他们故意不认识神。
So in Romans it says that we are purposely, trying not to know him.
所以我们仔细想想的话看到我们周围的一切树木花草你不会震撼吗不会震撼吗你能造出来那些树木花草吗
So when you look at the nature, the mother nature, the trees, the flowers, our environment, so how can you not be amazed by the things that he did?
你知道人的眼睛是最好的光学仪器吗世界上所有的显微镜望远镜根本就赶不上它的功能吗这能就是碰来碰去进化出来的吗
So do you know our visions, our eyes are the best optical equipment in the world, so no man-made things can be compared to our eyes. So is it because of, does it come out from some kind of evolutions or
That's okay. It's not just like random, you
random
know,
things, yeah. But it's created purposely by God, from God.
人的这个身体，人的这个各种的比例，各种的，你仔细去研究的话，你每一次你都非常非常的惊叹，惊叹每一个细节都是那么的完美。
So if you look at our human bodies, every part of the body are so precisely created that it's amazing.
你的头发一直在长，你的眉毛和眼睫毛不是一直在长，你不感恩吗？
So your hair grows all the time, but your eyebrows or your eyelashes will not keep on growing. So won't you be thankful for that?
你认为就是进化就进化出这样的了？头发不长，眼睫毛不长。
So you think the evolution can create things like that?
所以这些神的勇能和神性呢，明明的显明在世人的面前，但是人不敬畏。
So his power and his natures have been clearly seen, but we couldn't understand.
所以我们第一个要知道的就是说，我们要知道呢。我们今天我们的罪得到了赦免，得到了赦免，这是非常重要的。耶稣来是要拯救我们，不是定我们罪，我们就不再罪。
So we know our sins have been forgiven. So Jesus come not to condemn us, but to save us.
那当我们不惧怕的时候，我们就能够面对神的话语，面对神的问题，神提出来的问题。
So when we are no longer afraid, then we can.Then we can face God's face God so that we can know him.
比如说神读圣经的时候神说你的十一奉献了没有
So for example when you read the Bible God will ask you have you done your offerings
我们好多时候不回答 yes 很多我们就说我要投资到别的地方赚更多的钱我要给神的殿里面带来更多的财富。
So sometimes, we don't answer directly, instead we'll say, okay, I will put the money into the stock market and make more money for the kingdom of God.
神的问题很简单你的十亿奉献了没有
so, but,
你说 yes or no 就可以了。
His question is easy, so whether you have done your offerings, that's all.
神说你宽恕你的丈夫没？你说 yes or no 就可以了。
So God asks you whether you have forgive your husband. You answer just yes or no, that's all.
我怎么老说宽恕丈夫呢？就是给你宽恕你的妻子没有？我说 yes or no 就可以了，不要讲那么多。
So how come I always say your husband? But anyway, just have you forgiven your wife? Just give him a yes or no answer.
那我们不再害怕，我们不再害怕，为什么？因为 耶稣的宝血就是来赦免我们，就是来接近我们。
So we're no longer afraid because Jesus' blood is here to cleanse us, not to condemn us.
那他就而不但如此，圣灵在我们的里面呢，不断的来教导我们，让我们来经历他，来安慰我们。
So not only that, a Holy Spirit is inside us to continue to guide us, to teach us.
那一件一件经历他的事情中，越来越安全。我们从亚当来的那惧怕呢，慢慢的越来越安全。
So when we getting through the things with him, then the fear from the Adam, the false fear, then it will become clear that we know that we are saved in God.
我们看看希伯来书第八章啊，我们看看就是说我们耶稣给我们带来的是什么，多么大的祝福。
So we turn to Hebrew chapter 8 to see the blessing that Jesus can give us.
第八章第十节到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13.
主又说，那些日子以后，我要与以色列家所立的约乃是这样的，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们不用个人教导自己的先灵说和自己的弟兄说，你认识主，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。即说行月以前的旧月为旧了，那渐旧的渐衰的就必快归于物有。这里讲到呢，就是在以后的日子，神要跟我们立新约，就是用耶稣的宝血所立的约。
So here it says, he will make a new covenant with us, that he will put his law in our mind.
他说他要把他的律法写在我们的心上，放在我们的里面。
So he says he will put his laws in our mind and write them on our hearts.
今天神把他的律法呢，就写在放在我们的心里面。我们已经知道，我们是听得见的，清清楚楚的听见了。
So he has already put his law in our mind, so we know clearly we can hear his voice.
那就是我们听见的时候呢，我们要不要做呢？这就是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
So when we hear his voice, whether we will do it or not is a work of our Holy Spirit.
他说这里呢，人不再去教导个人的先灵，而是呢，你们从最小的到至大的都必认识我，就是说当圣灵住在里面的时候呢，人跟神就建立了一个亲密的关系，不通过别人。
So here it says, no longer will man teach to his neighbors, because all of us will know him. So when he has put his law in our heart, each one of us will know him directly, not through a third party.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
So verse 12 says, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
他说我不再纪念他们的罪愆。
So we'll remember their sin no more.
就是 no more, 不再纪念了。
So he will no longer remember that.
所以这样的真理要进到我们的心里面，知道神今天呢，来是不要纪念我们的罪孽，不是要来找我们的麻烦的。
We have to know clearly that God come to us today. He's no longer remember our sin. He's not here to make trouble out of you.
我相信神找亚当也不是要找他麻烦。
So I believe when God find Adam, he wasn't there to condemn him as well.
但是因着他听了撒旦的话呢，他思想的扭曲呢，他就认为神要找他的麻烦。
But because Adam was deceived by the Satan's, he has this distorted image of God that he thought that God was trying to get him in trouble.
所以他就第一个呢就藏起来。
So he hid. The first thing he did, he hid from God.
啊，感觉到羞耻。
He felt shame. Because he felt shame because he was.
忘了面对这个神的这个问题的时候，他就找借口。
So when God asked him the question, he started to find all sort of excuses.
那这就是人犯罪以后呢，对神一个错误的一种认识。 他产生了不安全感。
So after man sinned, they had this wrong deceptions of God, and they start to find all sort of excuses for their problems.
其实就是不安全感在他的里面，就是对神失去了信心。
So they had these insecurities, and they lost faith in God.
那对神有安全感的时候呢，就是有信心的时候呢，你快来信任他，知道他不会加害于你。
But when you have faith in him, you know that you can trust him. He will not harm you.
我们要清清楚楚地知道，我们今天新约时代的圣徒呢，我们是被神完全接纳的。
So we have to know clearly in the, as in the New Testament that we are people who are completely accepted by God.
那我今天讲这个道呢，不仅仅是讲给受洗的基督徒，所有愿意来到主面前都是这样，神都这样对待他。
So not only to those who have baptized, but to anyone who is willing to believe, trust in God.
那从我们再读一下希伯来书第十章十二节到十八节。
We'll also turn to Hebrew chapter 10, 十几节。
十二到十八。
Verse 12-18.
当基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下，从此等候使他使仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以烫染进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。那这里讲到呢，就是说耶稣一次献祭呢，就让得以成圣的人永远完全。
So here it says, he has offered himself once, and he has, 一次献祭 ，OK? Yeah, so he has complete the sacrifice for all.
Yeah, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever.Those who are being made holy, 就是完全完全。他也在这里又再次的讲到呢，不再纪念我们的罪孽和我们的过犯。
So he will no longer remember our sins and our lawless act.
而且十八节说呢，这些罪过既已赦免，就不再不用再为罪献祭了。
So, this has been forgiven. There's no longer, any sacrifice needed.
所以我们今天我们的新约的圣徒呢，我们不再去宰一个羊啊，杀一只鸡啊，这样去献给神啊，献给神，不再献。
That's why we no longer sacrifice animals to God to forgive our sins.
这里要我要所强调的就是神不再纪念我们的罪愆和我们的过犯。
So God no longer remember our sins and our lawless acts.
上次我们也讲到，就是我们是成了被神所爱的，成了他的儿女。
Last time I talked about that we become His loved ones. We became His children.
他不会不把好东西给我们。
He will not give us the good thing. He will not.
他说你们这些人虽然不好，儿子要鱼的时候不会给蛇，要饼的时候不会给石头，何况天上的父亲不把更好的给你吗？
So even though you are sinful, but still when your son asks you for a fish, you will not give them a stone. When they ask for a fish, they will not give them a serpent. When you ask for bread, you will not give them stone. So how much more God will give you?
所以因着这样的真理呢，我们的心就向他敞开。
So because this kind of truth, we can open our hearts completely to Him.
因为我们信任他。
Because we trust in Him.
我们有时候信心小的时候呢，就会挣扎。
So sometimes we will struggle in our little faith.
就有时候觉得，哎呦，我如果这样做会怎么样？ 我生在这件事情上会不会带领我啊？我把金钱如果奉献出去，我会怎么样？
So you will ask a question. Okay, if I so if I put my money this way, then what will happen? If I send, then what will happen?
但是呢，神会圣灵会在我们的里面不断的安慰和带领我。
But the Holy Spirit inside of us will continue to guide us and comfort us.
那圣经上讲呢，就是从此以后我们不再是奴仆，而是圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女就，就是后世，而且我们叫他阿爸父。
So we are no longer called the slaves. So we are called his children by his slave.
所以当我们在这个听到神的声音的时候呢，我们就敢于来面对他。
So when we hear his voice, so we will be able to face him.
越来越安全。
And have this peace and security in him.
刚才我讲了，不是人听不见神的声音，很多时候是被欺骗。
So as I said, it's not because we cannot hear from him, it's we are deceived.
啊，有时候出于惧怕。
Or sometimes out of a fear.
那因着惧怕呢，我们好多时候对神的话语打折扣。
Because of fear, a lot of times we will have a doubt in his words.
但是我们再次的要根据神的话，我们要知道神是完全爱我们，他讲的话没有一点意思要害我。
So through his words, we know that he loved us, and he's not here to harm us.
那另外一个问题就是说，我们好多时候说，哎呀，我还是听不见神的声音了，我真的心也敞开了，我还是觉得神没有在带领我呢。
And sometimes you will ask, okay, how come I still cannot hear from him? I have opened my heart completely to him. How come I still cannot hear him?
那弟兄姐妹，有时候是因着我们在这成长的过程里面，我们需要盼望，不仅仅是信心。还有盼望，就是说这个地方呢，神要让我们训练我们进入安息。
So as our faith grows, we also need to have hope in us, not just faith, but also hope.
那为什么需要盼望？因为神应许了，他不是立刻就做成。
So how can we need to have hope? Because sometimes when God promises, he will not do it right away.
我们好多时候希望神今天就把这个事情解决掉，我们这是友情，大家可以理解。
So a lot of times we are hoping that God can fix our problems right away, today, right now, and it's reasonable to think this way.
有时候我们常常想的是，神啊，你告诉我，我要做这个，做那个，做那个。
Sometimes we ask God questions on whether we should do this or do that.
有时候说我要有这个，有那个，有那个。
Or sometimes we'll ask, we want to have this, we want to have that.
那神更关心的是什么呢？关心的是你是什么。
But God cares more for who we are.
那我们所关心的呢？我要做这个，做那个，好多人。有的人关心我要有这个，有那个。但是神关心的呢？你是什么？
So some people care about what he or she will do, and some people cares about what things that he will have. But God cares about this person, like who you truly are.
但是神呢，有时候他是比较坚持，就是说，当你这个所是你是什么，如果不对劲的时候呢，你要有什么或者做什么，他不给你做。
So, God, when you have this problem of your identity problem, like you don't know who you are, God will pause and before he start doing things on like the thing that you want to have, the things you want to do.
就是我们的心，就是像刚才亚当一样，我们的心对神是怎么样的，他才能够听得明白做什么。如果我们心不对的时候，他做什么做不对。
Just like Adam, if your heart is not right with God, then you will not be able to know what you should be able to do.
所以神呢，我觉得他蛮辛苦的，他要花很多年的时间来塑造我们的心。
So I felt God is laboring hard because he had to spend many years on our hearts first.
所以我现在信主呢，从受洗到现在大概有28、29年。那在28、29年回想的时候呢，神基本上就是大部分的时间在塑造我的心。
So I have been a Christian for about 28 years. When I look back, I felt that God has spent most of our times on fixing my heart.
所以我回想起来，我觉得神太辛苦了，所以我愿意做奉献。开玩笑。
So I felt God has laboring very hard on me, and that's why I want to sacrifice myself for Him.
我真的好多时候，我仔细想，我觉得神子太辛苦了，在我的身上做事情就太辛苦
了。That's when I meditate, and I felt really that God has done so much in my life.
我已经是从过去，我是多么骄傲的一个人，自以为是的人，常常会去弄撞，常常去有好多自己的一些想法。硬头皮，好多时候有些神要我做的，我根本怕做。到今天，我愿意去顺服，这是一个过程。
So, in the past, I was such an arrogant and proud person, and I had a lot of my own opinions. But to now that I felt God has labored so much on me to change my heart.
所以好多时候我就是，哎呀，神啊，你太辛苦了。
So I thought, God, you have done so much. You should rest.
结果他说他不休息，直到我能够休息。
But he said that he will not rest until I am in rest.
所以神让我们真的想要 rest， 想要安息，我们的
心
要安息。
God wants to be in rest and trust in Him.
这种安息就是能够在信心和盼望里面，能够来伏在他的面前，能够来信任他，他会做事，他在做事。
So we will rest in Him in faith and in hope, so that to believe that He is doing all things, He is going to do things for us.
所以圣经讲是人心，一切都是由心开始。
That's why the Bible says everything starts from your heart first.
当我们的心不改变的时候，我们所做的东西最后存留不住的。
So if our hearts do not change, and everything that we do will not last.
就举个最近发生的事情，我有一个房客呢，他常常不能按时付房租，最后两房租也不想付了。
So I have a tenant that he cannot pay his rent on time, and to the point that he stopped paying rent at all.
后来我也觉得，哎呀，他可能 COVID 的这些东西失去工作呀，不太，我就是尽量的给他恩典。后来发现呢，他花钱买很多奢侈的东西。
So I thought to myself, oh, maybe because he lost his job due to COVID, so I gave him a lot of grace.But then I found he has spent his money on a lot of luxury things.
It's a she.
Oh, it's a she. Okay, sorry. Yeah, she. Luxury. Yeah, should be a she.
I understand you translating to he.
So I made up my mind so that she has to go because before I gave her a lot of grace, but then I made up my mind she has to go.
后来在搬家的时候，她没有钱去租车，我就帮她绑在我的 shop 里面。我搬家的时候发现什么呢？她一个人住在那里，但是买三套新的沙发。
She doesn't have the money to move, so I called the moving company to help her to move, and she has a one room, but she bought three new sofas.
三套不是三个，三套。
She has three set of sofas.
啊，还有很多的这种东西啊，就是厕所马桶下面垫的都是非常好的，就是说你哎脚放上去非常舒服的，这里也是很舒服的，那里的 decoration 都是很舒服的。
So she has a lot of good stuff in her room. So even the liners on under the kitchen cabinets are very, very good, very good quality.
但是呢，我也提醒他，我说 you need to look after your roof, otherwise your roof will not look after you. You need to pay for the rent.
就所以我就提醒他，你要担心你头顶上的屋顶啊。你要是没有屋顶的话，你怎么住呢？你怎么会有家呢？你要想的。
我告诉过好多人这样，最后 end up homeless. Do you want to be homeless?
对，很多人像你这样子，后来都没有地方住，变成流浪汉了。你想变成流浪汉吗？
但是他听不懂。
But she couldn't understand.
他花钱先要花在自己能看见的东西上。
She spent her money on the things that she can see.
他头顶可能不太看，往上看这个屋顶在哪里，他不太看。
But she doesn't really look up on her roof.
可能交了钱交给房东也不知去哪里了，看不见。他要看他能看见的东西。
Maybe because when she pay her rent, she doesn't know where the money goes, but when she actually buy things, she can see the material things in front of her.
那这是一个新的问题，一个新啊，新的问题要解决，不是一个有什么没什么的问题，而是一个新的问题。
So, it is a problem from her heart. It's not things that she has or she hasn't. Yeah.
也不是她要做什么不做什么东西，而是她的新的问题。
It's not a question about what she should be doing, but it's a problem of her heart.
我们再看一段经文，就是神呢，首先看重我们的心，看重我们的思想。我们看看这个路加福音第十章，啊，第十章38节到
40节。So we go turn to another scripture to see that God cares about our heart. Luke chapter 10.
当时呢，就是有马大和玛利亚呢，耶稣在他的家里面就坐席了。
So Jesus went to the house of Martha and Mary.
那马大呢，就忙于给耶稣做饭吃啊。他有一个妹子，39节讲，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里繁忙，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”那这里
that was 39 to the end 42。
这里呢，就是说马大呢，他是急着要来服侍神，他要做很多的事情，他做六。
Martha was busy to serve the Lord, so nothing wrong with that.
但是当他做到烦躁了以后呢，他就希望，他这个看着这个，哎，为什么我妹妹不来帮我呢？
But she was distracted by all the preparation. That's why she asked the Lord to ask her sister to help.
他是一个喜欢做事的人，这并没有错，但是错在哪里呢？
So she's a woman of actions, nothing wrong with that, but what's her problem?
那错在就是说她这个慌乱，心里慌乱啊，忙乱，慌躁。
So her problem was that she was worried and upset about many things.
那但是耶稣回答他呢，就说马大马大，玛利亚选择了上好的福分，就是来坐在我面前来听道。
But Jesus said that, Mary has chosen what is better, is to sit, by my knees and listen to me.
你想想，如果你是马大的话，你说我给你做饭吃，对不对？我妹妹坐在那里什么都不干，你最后还欣赏她？
So if you are Martha, you will probably be mad. I'm here to serve you, and then my sister here, did nothing, and yet you are more appreciated of her.
这就是上帝的先后次序，弟兄姐妹，上帝想要让你来安静在他的话语的面前来祷告，这个比什么都重要。
But this is the order that God wants. So first of all, you come to him and you quiet yourself before him and listen to him first.
那这是来改变你的心，这是来医治你的心。
So this is the things that can change your heart to calm your heart.
当你的心能够真正的能够稳定在神的面前的时候，神把其他的东西都要加给。
So when your heart is quiet before him, and he is able to give you other things.
你就越来越能够做你神要你做的事情。
And you will be able to do the things that God wants you to do.
那回到根本上来讲呢，今天我们讲的到就是说，耶稣呢说，我认得我的羊，我的羊也跟随我，认得我的声音。
We'll come back to the basics. So, we are the Lord's sheep. We will hear His voice and we will follow Him.
那今天你不管是像麻大那样忙乱，还是像亚当那样有时候躺起来，都不要紧，都不要紧。
So whether you are Martha who is worried about a lot of things, or you are like Adam trying to hide from God, but it doesn't really matter.
因为神爱了你。
Because God has loved you.
因为耶稣在十字架上为你的罪已经定死，他定义要赦免你的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has already died on the cross to save you, and he's going to save you to the end.
也就是说他不抓着你要慌矫正，不抓着你来慌张。
He's not here to like, keep on bugging you, to pay your debts.
他已经为你还了账。
He already paid for your debt.
所以呢，他会不断的来引领你，必然会来带领，必然会向你讲话，也必然听到他的声音。
So he will surely gonna lead you, and you will surely hear him and follow him.
但是这个过程里面要有盼望。
But in this process, you have to have hope.
所以，神会把这个盼望、把这个信心和爱心都会坐在我们的里面。
And God is going to give you the hope, love, and faith in you.
好，我们先做一个祷告，大家再来一些回应。
So we'll pray, and later on, you guys can respond.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你的宝血为我们洗净了一切的罪。
Lord, we thank you for your precious blood to cleanse us from all our sins.
主啊，你在圣经上说，你说你来是为了拯救，不是为了来审判。
You have said that you are here to save us, not to condemn us.
你来就是要给我们盼望，给我们新的生命。
You are here to give us a hope and new life.
你来不是要来夺走我们任何的东西。
You came not to take anything away from us.
主啊，谢谢你，你的圣灵住在我们的里面，不断安慰，不断带领，不断纠正，不断教导。
Thank you for your Holy Spirit who lives inside us, or who continue to teach us, to correct us, to comfort us and lead us.
主啊，是的，主，你的每一句话，我们都愿意认真来对待。
Every word that you have spoken, we will treat it precisely.
我们知道你每一句话都是为了我们的好处。
Because every word that you have spoken for our own good.
主啊，我们愿意去做，我愿意听，愿意做。
We're willing to listen and we're willing to do it.
主啊，你让我们的心变成像单纯的，像个小孩子一样，是就是，不是就不是。
Help us so that we turn our hearts into like little children. Let our yes be yes and no be no.
主啊，是的，主，当我们做不到的时候，来到你的跟前，就是神啊，你赦免我，你帮助我。
So when we cannot do it, then we will simply come before you and ask you as little children, the Lord help us, help me to do it.
我没有借口，没有理论。
And we will have no excuse and no other arguments, debates.
因为你的话就是要赐我们生命。
Because your words is here to give us life.
就是要来祝福我。
And your words are here to bless us.
主啊，你让我们弟兄姐妹主啊，在这个信心盼望里面来建长，要大大的来经历你。
Help our brother and sister to grow in faith and also to experience all the things that you have given us.
要清楚地认识你就是我们的好牧人。
So that we know clearly that you are our good shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍命。
Good shepherd will sacrifice his own life for his sheep.
你就是我们的阿爸父。
You are our Abba Father.
你爱我们到底，永远爱我们。
You will love us to the end.
哈利路亚，是的，主把这样的真理坐在我们的里面。
Yes, teach us all this truth in us.
我们是你的羊，必然听见你的声音。
We are sheep and will surely listen to your voice.
谢谢你，你必然带领我们，在以后的日子里面，让我们真的是经历更多更多。
Thank you that in the coming days we will know more of you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.